something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. And I had the opportunity to talk to one of Hollywood's major icons, Michael B. Jordan. In our conversation, Michael shares the highs, the lows, and everything in between, offering a genuine glimpse into his world.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. People give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia. And I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
Hi, you guys. Hello. I'm in my dining room, if it sounds weird and echoey, but I'm so excited for you to hear this amazing live podcast. I just, you know, Dr. Shamwam Shamawa was there with me, and he was just struck by, he just kept saying afterwards how nice and how lovely and what a warm community the podcast is, you know. And my brother had the best time. We just all, Dr. Banana and I, were just so touched that everybody showed up. So if you guys weren't able to make it, we're so excited to share this with you. And we had so much fun also the night before at the No Autographs Please show at Union Hall. And if you guys have enjoyed those podcasts that we dropped into the feed, it would mean a lot to us if you could subscribe to the No Autographs Please feed with me and Brian. We have a bunch of Carl Tart's about to do one. We have Dracula is coming to record. We have Lacey Mosley, Mike Hitchcock, Lauren Lapkus, Paul F. Tompkins, all sorts of fun people. So if you haven't checked it out yet, please check it out. And if you liked it, go listen in that feed so we can get renewed, because it's just such a fun thing to be able to do just for silly friendship time. So anyway, we really, really appreciate all of you. And thank you so much. I hope you guys like this podcast, and we'll see you at the end of June. Okay, bye.
Welcome to Will You Accept This Rose, a production of iHeartRadio.
Oh, yeah. Gonna get all up in you tonight. It feels so good. I just got one little question for you, girl.
Will you accept this rose? Oh, will you accept this rose into your world? Will you accept this rose into your world?
Holy shit! Welcome to another episode of Will You Accept This Rose? My name is Ardor Marine, coming to you from the very bougie Bell House in Brooklyn, New York, baby. Holy shit, you guys win. We did it. You win. I'm also winded. I'm so honored. Look at you guys are gorgeous. Holy cow. And it cooled off. Holy, what happened this week? It was trying to kill me. I packed with my cute little coats and stuff, and it's been like 900 degrees. Holy, all my little jumpsuits have just been like steaming things inside. It's not pretty. I said this last night. Who was at the Union Hall show? Yeah, you're becoming champions. I'm not wearing pants. This is like my dream outfit. I feel like I'm like a business lady. But I did, in fact, totally wrong, but I was so excited. I saw an icon yesterday. I saw a lady walking up 6th Avenue in a one-piece bathing suit and sneakers. I was like, wow, that's how you do it. Also with me is my partner in crime, the wind beneath my wings, my physician, my accountant, my mechanic, my dentist, my contractor, my hairstylist, producer to the stars, Dr. Hannah Montana, Ariana, Ms. Maureen, Rosanna, Rosanna, Dana, Ms. Maureen Hosni.
Not enough Pilates, I get you for that.
Holy shit, it's not enough tennis. Holy cow, you guys, Anna. Anna walked by a shoe store yesterday and saw Sarah Jessica Parker working there.
That's true.
She sells shoes at her own store. For real.
Isn't that interesting? I walked by the SJP collection like, oh, cool, let's look at her shoes. And then I was like, I'm looking at SJP doing customer service.
Yeah. She was like, do you want a 7 or a 7.5?
Like, she was like, oh, are you interested in these? Yeah, I love these. Like, I was like...
Carrie Bradshaw.
Yeah.
Know that you're a fucking champion and get out of the back room.
Yeah. Incredible.
Incredible. Iconic. First of all, so give yourselves a round of applause. Before we get started, we love New York.
We do.
And we don't have hotel money. My lover, my gentleman caller. Okay, we're at nine. It's 9.5 months today.
Wow.
Right? Isn't that crazy?
Wow. In bachelor world, you already have kids by now.
Oh, yeah. They'd be 3 days old. Shit. I'm glad I wore that jumpsuit.
Yeah, and... your children would literally already be TikTok stars.
Oh, fuck. That's why you have a baby.
That's why you have a baby.
No, so Anna, my fella, lives here. And so Anna has basically been having her own sex week this week. not with Dr. Shamwam Shabawa. But she's been basically having overnight staying as a guest. So Thursday night, Dr. Shamwam Shabawa... He was excited that you were coming.
There you go.
That's cute, right? He set up an air mattress. There's flowers.
As you can see, I have my sleep crown with me.
Yeah. She's got her. Shout out problem sleeping. Shout out anxiety. Yeah, she's got her bag of popcorners in bed, like you do.
Kettle corn popcorn.
Delicious, so good. JetBlue gives that out. Okay, and then the next night, last night after our Union Hall show, she went to go stay with my brother, Alaric Mittens Meowreen.
Yep.
And I actually was so tired. I should probably go to HR at iHeart. I was like, I'm spending the night with you. And I climbed into bed and I slept. We had a slumber party at Alaric's house. That was last night in the day.
Yeah.
Now, here's the thing. They're both very competitive and they both want to win. Do you have a favorite from your overnights? Who was a better host freeloading for?
So... It's really hard.
Are you falling in love with both of them? Both of their sleep setups?
Honestly, I probably won't know until the exact second I say who.
Well, thankfully, those two men are here. Put your hands together for the firstborn of Janet Marine, the boy who had such a large head as a child, my mother would find him sleeping with his head on the table. And she'd go, Alaric, are you okay? And he'd just go, it's so big, it's so heavy. But guess what? That big head holds a lot of noodle, and he's done very well for himself. I will be asking for a Venmo later. My brother, who I'm going to be living in his basement, Alaric Meowreen.
Wow.
Look how... And then also with us, his podcast partner in crime, and the man... that his real name is Sanyam Sharma, but we first called him Trent Z, and Chase Customer Service calls him Dr. Shamwam Shamawa, which is my personal favorite. I've always wanted to date a doctor, and Dr. Banana's having none of it. Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Shamwam Shamawa!
Wow.
Okay. You guys also have to know that every song we play is we have to use public domain.
This is a podcast, okay?
So we had to go through the iHeartRadio thing, and we intentionally tried to find the worst songs in the free library.
Yeah.
So just know everyone has a very special public domain song.
Yeah.
Hello, Dr. Shamawa.
Hello.
Oh. Hi.
Hi.
Do you hello, Alaric?
Hi.
Okay. Hey, hey,
hey,
hey.
We were hanging out backstage.
Good luck tonight.
Okay. I see one of you is dressed as a bride and the other one's in a yellow gown.
Well.
I wonder whose ankles are going to get out of the Subaru first. We do a Subaru here in Brooklyn. It's not a Suburban. So, Anna, now that you've slept overnight with... my brother and my lover. Worst word ever. Have you met my lover? Sorry, Aller. By the way, look at what foxy children they both were. Oh. All right, Dr. Banana, who do you want to freeload from again? Who has to evict you as a squatter?
Yeah, well, good luck. Look, here's the thing. Sonia.
I'm wearing the yellow
You live
gown.
In the West Village, and let me tell you, it is the loudest place on earth. Okay? And my air mattress was just like right up against that window, you know?
She's real bougie. So, look at her. Look at those gold chains from RS Pure.
Yeah. I had to really like duct tape the sleep crown around my
head
so I could sleep. But then, Alaric. You live in a gorgeous, gorgeous brownstone in Park Slope.
Yeah, it worked out for Alaric.
I had my own ensuite with a bathroom. There was an espresso maker in my room. Okay, I'm sorry. Have you heard of those things, Tanya?
He built that for you, Anna.
He did.
He built that room for you.
And Alaric's gorgeous bride took care of me like I was her own. Literally was like, what would you like for breakfast? What would you like for dinner? What would you like for lunch? Here, let me give you a massage. It was so
Wait, what
lovely.
The fuck? She massaged
you?
That's
so lovely.
Okay, cool.
Oh
cool,
my
cool, cool.
gosh, you simply must stay in a brownstone in Park Slope if you ever can.
I've never been invited. I've
literally
never stayed there.
Particularly Alaric's home if you ever have the opportunity. I really insist on it.
All right, so who's it going to be?
Yeah, this is going to be tough to decide. But
this is so fucked.
This is so fucked. This is so fucked. Gosh, really,
I've never been trashed so hard for doing someone a favor.
Yeah. Wow. You know what? I'm sorry, but
I'm so sorry that my boss fucking hates you.
It's gotta be Alaric's place.
Alaric, you have a new squatter in your house.
I'm pretty sure she's picking my wife, actually.
Yeah,
that's true.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, Alaric Meowreen and Dr. Shamwam Shamawa. First of all, I also want to make sure we do not ignore you guys, and we do not ignore you guys. I want to make sure you guys all feel seen, because it's 2023. Can we just say how star-studded is backstage?
It's unbelievable wow. back there.
It's so fucking crazy, right?
It's there's so much going on back there.
It's crazy.
It's so good looking.
I know. Alaric was back there like this. I was like, Alaric, will you go get me a soda? He's like, no. Watching him watch Margaret was wild. It was wild. And then when Michelle strolled in, forget it. Okay, so here's the deal. Before we get going, we also want to give a shout out. We love New York City for a very special reason also. 6 months ago today, me and Dr. Banana and Dr. Shimawa crashed a wedding. Today.
They
6 months ago today. They're second row because I just...
Yeah!
Photos. We just got the photos. Show the rest of the photos. Look at that. Look at that. This one was wearing no pants. No pants. Yeah. Look at this. Anna's just making friends at the table.
Oh, I was drinking all the white wine.
Look at that. Look at this. Look at that.
I was dancing.
Look at that.
Wow.
First of all, how are you guys doing? Guess what? You only have a year and a half to go, and Neil Lane, the corpse of Neil Lane, will let you keep the ring. Round of applause for Dan and Ariel. All right, here we go. We're going to get the show going because it's fucking insane. Now, I don't know if you guys heard, but there's a fella here who tonight is going to be picking a bachelorette from the stage. You know him. He is on Grand Crew on NBC. He is the host of Comedian Feud in Los Angeles. We freaking love him. He's a man who's not afraid to go on a COVID cruise ship and jump into the pool in leather pants. He's the horny pool inspector. He's going to start out by handing out his first impression rose right now. But later in the night, think about it, four other gals will come up. We're going to have five women competing for his heart, and who's going to have a drink out in the front afterwards with him. Ladies and gentlemen, our friend Jacques Neal! Right there, baby. Next to the stage.
Well, what up, everybody? How we doing? Yeah!
Woo! Who'd you give it to? What section?
Okay, you know what? Don't nobody be giving love to the side.
Right there.
Love all you people in the back. I came from the back.
Yeah.
You know, came from the dirt.
All right.
But I'm giving it to the people over here on the. I gave it. Where is Lucy at? There's my first impression, Rose.
All right.
We'll have some more.
The next person coming to the stage, you know her from the Today Show. She's basically the host. You know her from Stand Up and the Michelle Collins Show is fucking icon Michelle Collins. Here we go. And next up, we got a man who's a comedian. Okay, I gotta stop. I could literally do that all night. Alaric knows that, Anna knows that, and Sundam knows that. They're like, okay, enough. The next person coming to the stage, he is a brilliant stand-up comedian who we had on at San Francisco Sketch Fest. He's also a fan of the podcast. We're so happy that he's here. Mike Carrazza! Yeah! You're so cute. If you guys remember, he hates the pizza preneur. Remember, he hates the pizza preneur?
Uh-oh. I mean, don't we all?
Right? Yeah.
I really did hate it. I think I'm going to grab this seat.
Your seat.
I'm very excited.
All right. Here we go. Are you guys ready for your last guests? First of all, they look great. I'm sorry. Full glamour. They are our rookies of the season. We freaking love them. They drove all the way in from New Jersey. They are the stars of The Real Housewives of New Jersey. Margaret Joseph and Joe Benigno! You look beautiful.
Oh, thank you, Artie.
Who makes this dress?
Think Accept.
Great, that's a nice... Do we need you louder? Maybe we need Margaret a little louder. I got you a present, Margaret, and I got one for Joe, too. You guys are rookies of the year.
Oh! Ooh.
And then it has your name, Margaret, on the back so nobody can try to, like, pretend to be you.
Oh, thank you.
Look at that. Look at that. Look at that.
I have one for Joe.
Thank you.
In black, because he's a bad boy.
Oh.
I saw you on that motorcycle, Joe. Thank you so much. Wow, what a lineup. Can you guys believe it? Now, here we are between the most boring bachelor season on earth. How much do we... Zach, was he worse than Clayton overall, everybody?
Yeah.
Who could have thought you could have beaten Claytor? I feel bad. I feel like those people over there can't see. Should I stand?
Should I face them?
Yeah.
Back to them. I'm just like, well, I personally think.
Okay, well, I'll make sure to include you. Okay, overall, here we are. We're getting to it. What should we talk about first? I feel like...
I have an idea.
Yes, please, Michelle.
And I'm not talking anymore.
Okay.
I binged the last 5 episodes in the past 3 days.
Yes.
I was in like a bear coma. Why exactly? Because I'm a professional. Thank you, ma'am. Because I agreed, I committed to an event. And I...
Yeah!
Not know it.
Thank you.
He looks exactly like the kid from Mrs. Doubtfire, Matthew Lawrence.
Whoa!
The Lawrence brother? The Lawrence brother.
Yeah.
The one that don't nobody know.
That's, he does.
We just know he related to the Lawrence.
He's meeting someone from TLC, I think.
Yes.
Wow.
Joey Lawrence. Yes.
Whoa, Joey Lawrence.
That's the only thing I have to contribute.
Is Joey Lawrence here tonight? Is Joey Lawrence here tonight?
That's so... Okay. Yeah. Now, I want to cut right to, and then we'll get back to it. Sex week. Let's just get to sex week for 1 second. Sex week. Now, when... All right, I'm going to start with Joe. You're a straight man.
Yes, I am.
We can make all the mics a little louder except for mine. Yeah. Everybody can be louder. You do not need to make me louder. I'll make my own mic. Okay, Joe, are you on?
I don't know.
Yeah. Joe, you're a straight man.
Yes, I am.
When you heard this ding-dong announce, I'm not going to have sex, did you think he would be able to stick with it?
The first thing I did was cringe.
Yeah.
Really, the beautiful women.
Yeah, sure. Great women.
And I have to tell you.
Yeah.
And this idiot's going, I'm not going to have any sex.
Yeah.
How could that be?
No. Dr. Shimawa, you're an adult male virgin. Just kidding.
I am.
That,
I love Jesus.
What did you think when you were like, he's not going to have sex? Did you think that it was a bad move to announce that?
Yeah. My fellow youth campers, you don't lead with it. Yeah. You don't lead with it.
You shouldn't announce it.
Oh, I mean, there are some thoughts that are inside thoughts, and...
Like what?
You know how, like, you set a little goal for yourself and you keep that in here?
Yeah.
And if you make it, you could be like, I was pretty good. That's nice.
Yeah.
But this guy was like, I'm going to tell everybody. Yeah. And then when I fail, I'm going to let everybody know. And I'm going to, hey, Gabby, just between us. And then also, I'm going to ambush you, by the way.
That was the worst part.
Genuinely.
Like, the ambush.
When he said, this is between us, and then this dipshit went and told everybody.
Yeah, what was he thinking? You know what? He was clearing his own guilty conscience.
That's right.
Such a loser. I felt,
He's such a loser.
That's what it was. Such a loser.
It's cool to save yourself.
He's like feeling bad. You know, I just want to be honest. Put it in a fucking jar.
Yeah.
What do you need to be honest about?
Do you have an honesty jar?
No.
I wish you did.
Clearly, I'm brutally honest. That's why people get mad at me all the time.
I love you. I'm here on it.
But that's something that's when it's okay to lie.
Yes.
You know, that was between the two of them, and he didn't need to do that. That was very disrespectful to do to her.
Did you think when he slept with Gabby, do you think in the moment he thought he was going to pick her?
No.
No.
No, man.
No.
No.
No. No.
He was like, let me clap these cheeks before I go ahead and... Before I go ahead and pick the real love of my life. You know, if this is going to be the last person I'm going to fuck somebody else.
Now, Wow. Were you shocked that it was? I mean, is Ariel not like the sexiest? Or wouldn't you?
Absolutely.
Would you have picked Ariel? Alaric, you can't say it because you live in Brooklyn and you're a lady. But like, you were like, I like Ariel. Yeah.
It wouldn't have been my choice. Yeah.
The eagle has landed.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV true crime podcast, To Live and Die in LA. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world, and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turns sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am, like I am, where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout, and woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I mean, love Michelle, it. Were you...
Talk to me. What?
Did you love Ariel? Did you love Gabby? Did you like any...
Who's the one that won?
Katie.
The bad shoe choices. We were talking about that backstage with her. She's a nice girl. Gabby, what bothered me with that is that she was so insecure.
Yeah.
Like, it was anyone who's been on the apps or who's been single, yeah, watching her, it was like a Disney evil mirror of your worst thoughts, your worst inner monologue of like, does he like me? I'll sleep with him. Yeah. I mean, that's what it was. And anyone who's been in those shoes, I certainly have never done that. What if all the lights went out? Phantom of the Opera chandelier falls. Half the audience is burned to death. I'm like, I was joking. But watching her like cry in her bikini and then he fucks her anyway, it's like, oh, that really hurt. And he's evil for that.
That's
because
uh-huh.
He knew that it was going to mess her up. That's not nice. Yeah.
No woman wants to start a magical date crying in a like taupe bikini.
That airy ad, it was like that high-waisted bikini bottom lady is ignore it on that site.
I bought it from Left on Friday, and I'm like, it's cute, but the high-waisted, I'm like, do I look like I have like a fupa?
It's an automatic apron. That's where I bought it. Automaticapron.com. Google that after. By the way, I've never even heard of that website. That's how you know they don't make over a large. I was like, Left on Friday? Okay. Don't know it.
Have you ever cried in a bathing suit, Margaret?
Oh, I always cry in a bathing suit.
Do you?
I mean, yeah. I mean, have you not watched Housewives? I have to be in a bathing suit with those skin, you know, those women who all have the implants and everything.
You look
else.
Gorge.
No, I cry in a bathing
suit. She's a queen.
I cry all the time. So I've definitely cried in a bathing suit. Yeah, even though people don't see me cry on television, I happen to be sensitive.
Of course.
I have a soul. I know it seems like, no.
Whole room is with you.
No, thank you. Thank you.
Yeah.
I cry in a bathing suit. I wouldn't cry over that guy.
No.
I mean, and then have sex with him. I mean, totally.
Would you ever
I would make him cry.
That's. Would you ever get in? Hi.
Hey, what's up?
Look what you walked into.
Yeah, it's cool, huh?
It's fun, right?
Yeah, it's fun.
So fun, huh?
Yeah, everybody's cool. So nice.
Everyone's so nice, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's so fun.
Yeah, it's cute.
Would you ever get engaged to somebody that you hadn't had sex with?
No.
Are we getting married the first day we meet?
Nice.
Well, married at first sight. Excuse me.
Yeah. Okay,
maths.
Now we're talking.
The best.
Now we're talking.
I mean, like, yeah, if it's some, all right, yeah, if you make it a competition, then yeah, sure.
All right. So here's my question. So Fantasy Suites Week, one of our guests last year pointed out you're basically going into, like, sex Olympics against you and your two best friends.
That's wild. Yeah.
Do you have any special moves that you would pull out?
The Chicago Six.
What's the Chicago Six?
Deep dish sex? What is that?
Maybe one lucky bachelorette will find out tonight.
Deep dish sex. Now, he was also up here. If we go back to the main slide, I was obsessed with Ariel's family and her dad. I feel like her dad could be Senior Bachelor. He was an icon.
The dad fucks.
The dad fucks,
he fucks,
right?
He fucks.
He
wouldn't know anything about it, but
yeah,
he fucks.
Yeah, he was hot.
For sure.
The dad totally fucked.
Yeah.
Wait, and the mom had sunglasses on the whole time.
Special mention to the mother who did not take off her sunglasses once.
Yes.
Incredible.
Okay.
Now, is that no autographs, please energy? Is that what that is?
Yeah.
Good plug.
I'm also a listener of that podcast.
Yeah. Have you guys heard it yet? It's pretty, I mean, I love the reviews that are like, I have no idea what's going on. I don't get it. Pure chaotic energy. I'm here for it. Yeah.
Very fun. It's a fun show.
Okay, so here's what I want to ask. How many showers did we see him take? Look at this. This is...
He's a very clean guy.
Amount of showers. Oh, okay. This.
I want to say we're sorry for subjecting you to this again, but I mean, it's part of the show now. Right?
This is we could go back to the main slide.
Is he helping him?
Was he?
What's going on?
Yeah, that's Sean Lowe.
I was like, wait a minute, is that Photoshop or is that?
That was Sean Lowe up in the back right corner.
I think you got to get the belly button. That's the most important part. A lot of people neglect the belly button.
Isn't that wild?
Are they self-tanning? That's what it looks like.
Yeah, what was
like
going on there?
We saw too much Sean Lowe this season, too. I just want to get that out
there.
Yeah,
way too much of Sean Lowe. We could get rid of this. This is making me have a stroke.
It's hypnotic to
I'm
me.
I'm sorry. No, the picture on the far right middle, that one was just something.
I remember on one of your episodes, you guys said that you guys take a shower together every day.
Yes.
Is that true? Do you still?
Yes. That's not code for sex, though.
But you just shower together.
Yeah.
That's
we do.
Nice.
Every day.
Every day.
You do?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cute,
Well, you know what it is? That's probably the only time we're not on the phone or someone's calling, interrupting us.
That's nice.
So, yeah, it's a time for, like, we could chit chat. Right?
Oh, yeah, that's right. We chit chat.
No, it's not code for sex, I swear.
No, but you guys, I have to say, you always seem like a very warm couple, a very loving couple.
Yeah.
We're very loving.
We get along.
Have they ever filmed you? Have you ever had a shower scene?
Yes.
It was
traumatic for most people.
It was a horror show.
Everyone's like, we never need to see that again. Everyone, and it was in our old bathroom. We just are putting in a new bathroom, thank God. And we have two shower heads.
Sure.
That's what my question, how many shower heads?
Now, we just did it. Joe the plumber.
Thank God.
Just put in.
I'm going to need him soon. I got to miss you. Come
on. So it has two shower heads.
Yeah,
so
nice.
We can like face each other now.
Oh, that's
and
nice.
And not have to share the one.
I'm going to break one, so we have to share one.
No. He likes to, because I don't like to be under the same head at the same time. Then
sure.
Like, I get cold, and then I hog the
she
water.
She likes hot water. Yeah. Like
me
your
too.
Skin comes
me
off.
Too. Yeah. Me too.
Now, do you have, this is, has nothing to do with
sure.
the podcast
we don't
or the
care.
Show. Are they overhead shower heads, or are they, because I find those very sexist.
Yeah.
And I am happy to talk about that.
Also, I would love to hear about this.
They're also anti-black. I don't need to get my hair wet.
Thank you.
I want to get my hair wet. Let me decide I want to get my hair wet.
Okay.
Can I say something? You're compounding why I hate it now.
Yes.
It's like, I just washed my hair. I don't want to stand under, I'm not on Survivor.
No.
Like, I don't want to stand under a torrential rain shower. I like it hitting the neck below, and then I can dunk the head back. That's it.
We put in both. It's overhead.
Oh, see?
And we have the side. Look at you. And then the side.
They thinking about everybody over here.
We did the whole situation.
We have a non-denominational shower.
Very nice. Non-denominational shower.
Joe, the progressive plumber.
You're fucking hilarious. Step for the win. Okay, wait. Now, did it feel uncomfortable? Like, do you get used to, like if somebody was going to go be on The Bachelorette, like, and somebody was like, okay, we're going to have to start doing it, like, what advice would you give to somebody to just get used to being filmed all that? Like, is it weird when they're like, do they tell you to go take a shower?
Yes.
No, because we're going, you know, it's our regular routine.
Okay.
Like in the shower. See, Joe doesn't like if the cameramen see me naked. Understandably so.
I hate those motherfuckers.
Joe gets
that's
upset.
Good. That's
no,
good.
He doesn't want the, you know, and I'm so used to the crew, but, you know, you have to go get in the shower.
But you're actually naked.
I was, yeah, in the shower, you're naked.
Oh.
You know, I go in and he's
not
like,
not the showers I'm taking.
I'm a never nude.
Joe got upset. So he's just like, you know, so he's like, just put the camera over and you guys stand over here and don't look.
Okay.
You know, but they don't show really anything.
Yeah.
No.
But it's your normal thing. But they're in your bedroom all the time.
Yeah.
You know,
you get used to it.
I'm very used to it.
Okay.
When we first started,
yeah,
they went and told us conversationally, well, would you mind if we just, you know, it'll help the crew. We just set up a bunch of cameras that stay in your house. And we look at each other and I go, yeah, sure, you could do that. And as soon as you leave, I'm going to break every one of them.
I know, because they want, you know what it is, but it's fine. You get used to it. It's
paranormal
okay.
activity also.
Yeah.
I don't want cameras in my house. I'm like, why is my dresser moving? What the hell?
Yeah.
Like, what?
You know what
Wait,
it is?
Haunted.
You do you think the cameras are doing that?
What?
Do you think the cameras are doing that?
No, I know. I can just tell even tonight that I'm haunted by many spirits. What were we talking about?
I'm just do you think you're... I think I'm haunted.
Do you really?
I do. I sometimes think that I'm a portal to the channel of hell. Like, I'm a...
That's beautiful.
I don't know. I really, like, I played Ouija once.
Yeah.
And I used to push it as a kid, right? And then in college, I started playing once, and that thing started flying around, like, in a really fucked up way.
Oh.
And in a way that I was like, oh, it's me, and I'm the portal to the, like, the channel of hell. And it went, like, flying off, and I was like, I actually am bad vibes. You know?
Wow.
And then I'm like, I gotta not do this, but I think I could be a real conduit for bad things.
Oh, I was joking.
Wow.
Everyone loves me, including the spirits. Sorry. I didn't know I was gonna trigger you that way.
Do we have a priest in the audience?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We have a huge priest contingency. They love this. They love the Bone Zone. Hi, Mike. How are you down there?
Doing good.
What do you want to say about this season? I want to give you the platform.
Oh, my God.
Yes, Kitty Cat. How do you feel about Ariel, Charity, Katie, Gabby?
Okay. Lots of thoughts, but also I don't have a Pete this season, so I don't have to go off on anybody.
Okay.
But I'll say Zach just literally everything you could do wrong, he handled poorly. And I feel like this season should have just been like, we got to wrap this up and get straight to paradise. Like,
yeah. That's right.
Yeah, which I'm watching this season, by the way.
Well, that's right. You wouldn't watch it. He wouldn't watch Paradise.
I needed a break, okay? After what they did to Gabby and Rachel, and I just couldn't do it. It was one of the worst seasons of TV I've watched because it was just like, well, I only care about one of them. You know what I mean? Not going to say which. We know.
But her name rhymes with Machel or Abby. Abby. Her name's rhymes with Abby.
Well, the one I like?
The one
you
like.
Okay, I gave it away. But this season, I'll say, like, every nut, like, Gabby and Ariel surprised me. They weren't in my final picks.
Sure.
Katie, day one.
Obviously.
When my reaction to her was like, ugh, get her out of here. Just because she was making that joke about, like, I didn't realize my ex was here to the trash can in the opening package. I was like, she's perfect. Set them up. Get a new bachelor. What are we doing?
Yeah, pull a Claire. Pull a Claire, you know?
Oh, yeah. I get picked her immediately.
Yeah.
Immediately.
Yeah.
So the rest of the season was like, okay, are we going to get a Shanae out of this or what? Like,
yeah. Well, I think... But before we get going, I want to say we did pull somebody feeling comfortable in their skin, and I have somebody who's a Shanae that I've nominated later. We have a quick picture of you, sexy, in your leather.
Special mention.
Huh? Come on, that's exciting. That's good,
that's what
right?
we call a zaddy right there. Uh-huh. Right there.
Nice. What calendar is this from? Because that's for sure a calendar shoot.
It is a calendar shoot.
Yeah.
That's the house husband's calendar shoot.
No way.
Oh, it is. Okay. It's an actual calendar.
Very, very popular calendar.
We sold four now.
Yeah. All to Alaric Marine.
We need an Alaric calendar, huh?
Yeah, I want it. I want it. No. I want an Alaric calendar.
It's just programming.
Yeah. You know, I'd be like, oh, look, I programmed it to be the Julian calendar instead of the Gregorian calendar.
What?
Oh, yeah. Huh?
Yeah. We share genes. Isn't that wild? That'd be the same set of genes just shook up twice, and you get that and this. Isn't that weird? Our parents married on a dare. I'm just saying. That's what you got. That's what you got. He's got a townhouse, so it worked out. Speaking of, okay, so we have a question before we get going. We haven't started yet. We haven't started yet. Here's a reality TV question. I choose to believe a lot of it. I choose to believe that people are sincerely falling, and a lot of it is like real emotions, real, and I feel like a lot of New Jersey feels very, what I like about it, it feels like people are actually friends. Like, Alaric lets his son watch The Bachelor. Because we're great. We really come from great parenting. And and Anna was there last night freeloading, and you heard his son saying this. Might have to be a little louder for Dr. B.
That was loud. This morning, he was telling us he's not buying it.
Your son.
That's what he said.
What did he say?
Your nephew was like, I'm not buying it. It's staged. I'm not buying it.
Now,
and I was like, wow. He's on to something.
How many things? Like, if somebody really... Say they're like trying to have you have like a disagreement. Is there something you'd be like... Could they try to push you to something and be like, I don't want to do that? Or is it all since like pretty real?
I'm going to tell you, unfortunately, it's very real.
Okay, that's good. I like that.
Our show, for sure, there's nothing...
Definitely real.
There's nothing staged. There is
no
nothing,
scripts.
No scripts. Everybody truly hates each other.
unless it's a coffee cup reading.
That was a real setup from a cast member.
Yeah.
That was not set up from production.
Wild.
But I knew it as soon as, I don't know if you guys watched or whatever it was, but yeah.
You watched it and you were blown away.
Yeah, they had the Turkish coffee cup reading and the psychic kept telling Jennifer she had so many endorsements coming.
I know. I mean,
what psychic?
And you heard what I said. The only thing she's going to be endorsed by is Charmin because she's so full of shit with her 16 bathrooms. Which is true. I was so taken aback. You know, we were all rolling our eyes. I mean, this woman, I just want to say what they didn't show is there was no coffee grounds in the coffee, and they came and put coffee grounds in the coffee. We all drank our coffee. There was no grounds in them, so then they came and put grounds back in them. I'm like, no, something's wrong here.
Go ahead, Michelle.
Now I want to be on a reality show.
No,
I heard that. I'm like, I want to do that. No, relax.
Hey!
completely.
I was just messing.
Oh my God!
God,
do me
I
a favor.
Would love if you were a housewife. Are you kidding?
No, I would be. I would be are like, you kidding kidding me? Me? Yeah, right.
I'm here for it.
I mean, they won't even keep me on the radio, okay?
I will.
Let me say, that's a joke for me.
I'm your number one fan.
Let me say this. I would be a great housewife because I'm not rich. And when you go back into the Bethany years, it was fun to watch her because she was, like, scrappy, you know?
Okay.
And now she's at TK Maxx in the Hamptons. I'm annoyed by that.
Yeah.
I'm like, can you leave the Fendis for me,
yes.
please? This is so relatable. How are you guys doing back there, by the way? I'm feeling great up here. I just wanted to check in. With the TJ Maxx people.
Hi.
So, yeah.
Hi! Hi! Hi!
Oh, yeah, we That's got helping. Side over here, too.
Hi!
All okay. on the
oh,
wall
shit, I didn't even see people anyway. Over there.
Okay, so here's what we want to do for a little bit. Oh, wait, before we talk about the one we were saying, who's the Shanae, we want to ask everybody, do we think that Christina Mandrell was gone too soon? Oh, no, Christina Mandrell, was she gone too soon? Yeah, she would have been a fun villain for like four more episodes.
Loved me some Christina Mandrell.
Why take it, Jaquise? You loved,
loved her.
Why did you love her?
I loved her because she was not, well, she, they're all fake, but like,
thank you.
She was like, I'm saying exactly what everybody else is thinking.
Yes.
Like, I loved it. Also,
I want that rose.
Also,
my rose.
Also, Zach bought her home.
Yes.
In the first week they knew each other. Hell yeah, I think I'm in Lee. You brought me home, bro. I mean, yeah. I met your family.
She didn't meet Putty.
She, you know.
Did you miss Christina Mandrell?
Yes, I loved her. I thought she was definitely going to be in the lead, but as soon as he found out she had a child.
Yes.
That's what it was.
I think
that was it.
And that annoyed, I was like, listen, dude, that's like a little obnoxious.
Yeah.
I'm like, she's a freaking Mandrell.
Thank okay? you. She's a freaking Mandrell.
She's a legacy girl.
She's a legacy.
You're making a big mistake. You don't screw with legacy.
We could have had a hometown at the Grand Ole Opry.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, I want to bring up for the audience, I was in the audience at the finale. Plug your ears, Dr. Shimawa. Don't listen to this. Jesse Palmer was more handsome than I wanted him to be. He's the worst. He has no charisma. But I'm like, oh, this is like a bro that goes out golfing. And they're like, oh, okay, we get it. But like, it was so boring. And this guy is a host, which we did not ever acknowledge on the podcast. Remember they brought Nate? They brought yes. Nate from Chicago to act like he was best friends with Zach, and he's giving advice. And this fool, Jesse, says to him, well, if you invite him to the wedding, Zach, he's going to give you a pearl necklace. Watch it! We have it! Wait, here we go. Ready?
Really good advice, Nate. And thanks so much for coming all the way out here to support him. I'm sure
you're
going to be getting an invite to the wedding. If you do give him an invite, I'm sure he'll be giving you a pearl necklace so you can start rocking that. It's something that...
How do we not talk about Michelle?
What? Let me say, this is my issue. As a professional host who's worked seven times in her life, I see, thank you. That's all my moms. I have 19 moms. They're all here tonight. I have to say, it bothers me when guys like Jesse are pushed to the forefront
the
of things like this.
He's
and I've
awful.
Met him. He is hot because skeletally he's big. He's like Easter Island hot, you know, where you're like, I'm confused. Yeah. There's a shadow being cast over me. I'm lost. That's to me his hotness. But then he opens his mouth and it's just hot. Nothing. I mean, he's so
there's
boring.
Nothing.
And by the way, I actually am going to say something, edit this out. I thought he looked like shit. I thought he looked old. Look at him. I thought he looked old. No, I'm sorry. And by the way, I thought Chris Harrison was handsome looking, even though he's like the size of my nephew.
Yeah.
But he's, I actually have no nephew.
This is not my type of guy. Like, this is not a guy that I would ever want to go out with, ever. But I'm like, I was like, oh, like when I went, I was like, oh, I get it. Like somebody, see, he was like a guy's guy that's like, is like friends with an executive at Disney.
He's built like a door and he has a face. So they're like, put him, let him host it. But I'm sorry, what's bothersome to me is that when you have someone doing interviews like this,
yeah.
where, with, by the way, two people who also have no charisma, like, you need some salt and pepper there. Otherwise, this is like watching like a MoMA exhibition of how long am I going to be subjected to this before I like build the noose, you know? Edit all of this out. This is for the room, okay?
Yeah,
I'm upset.
Yeah.
I'm upset. Are we back yet?
Yeah.
I'm going to repeat everything she just said.
Me.
But if it comes from me,
I have nothing
fine.
To lose. It's a beautiful place to be.
If there's a noticeable skip, just know that Michelle Collins is the funniest person alive.
By the way, I love you the most.
That was
come on.
She flew in from Europe for this show. And this queen was like, I was like, will you come do stand-up last night at No Autographs, Please? She's like, I don't really do stand-up anymore. I'm like, so I feel like this has been an intervention of, you're the funniest fucking person.
No, it's just, I know.
You're the
I
know. Funniest
I,
fucking
And relatable
person.
And humble. I get up and I'm just like, yeah. I start singing The Impossible Dream.
It's true. Okay. All right.
Thank you.
This is the portion of the show that I just can't resist. I have to ask everybody, what would your limo exit outfit or gimmick be? Now, there's some new viewers. We have our first, no, here's a little history. So here's our first, can you guys all see this? Here's our first contestant. This was a gimmick. Okay, do you guys remember? No, nice. Margaret, Joe, Dr. Shimawa, do you think this was a successful? Do you think this person did well? Yeah. Wait, shh, shh, shh. Hey, shh, shh. Do you think this person did well?
No.
Well, guess what? She did so well, she became the bachelorette. She became the number two. Okay, this next person. This is Cupcake. This is Cupcake. That was JoJo. We don't have the slide of the slide. This is Cupcake. He was a dentist, and he was on JoJo season.
No.
Caitlin. And he was left crying on the side of the cliffs in Ireland. So you come, and he did pretty well too. He made it like through to the top four. This is, here's another gimmick. Oh, remember Lettucehead, Rick?
Oh my God.
He got wheeled in on a hotel cart, and he stayed in that the whole fucking night, Joe. Would you do that for Margaret to win her heart?
Only for Marge.
Yeah, come on. Then we have this dude now. Alexis?
Yeah.
Do you think this is a shark or a dolphin? Sanyam, Dr. Shimawa, do you think this is a shark or a dolphin?
It's a shark. I have the same costume, actually. I'm not kidding. Well, I had a shark costume, and I put on a blonde wig, and I was Swedish Fish one Halloween.
That's cute.
Funny.
Yeah, thank you.
That's really cute. I almost just ran over and gave you a kiss when you said that, but I didn't. She actually thought she was a dolphin.
Yeah, she thought she was a dolphin.
And she actually just got engaged. Yeah. She's been on the podcast. She's a friend of the podcast.
When I just glanced back at that, I thought she was wearing a Klan hood.
Oh, yeah. Alaric! Stop it! Alaric!
No, I kind of see it.
I'm not going to lie, my butt got tight.
That would be a wild choice as your limo accident. That'd be a wild move. All right, here we go. And then finally, all right, now this person, this is Claire. If you guys remember, Claire...
That's a good bit, huh?
She pretended to be pregnant. Oh, my God. Now, here's the thing.
That's crazy.
There's a lot of excitement. Okay, everybody, be cool. Okay, we're about to do a history lesson, guys. Listen. Once upon a time, there's this woman named Claire. Years ago. And she was on Juan Pablo season, and he was the worst. She pretended to be pregnant, and she was the worst. But she stood up to him, and she's like, I'm a woman, and you're terrible. And everyone was like, yeah, and she didn't win. Then COVID hit. Years later, they dusted her off, and they're like, Claire, do you want to be the Bachelorette? And it was revolutionary, because she was 38 years old. Disgusting. How could a woman over the age of 26 find love? Disgusting. Absolutely disgusting. And they talked about it a lot. Like her eggs were like turtle eggs, just like dusty turtle eggs. This like crypt keeper is coming. They couldn't even be in the mansion because it's COVID, so they're at some resort out, which actually the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills go and stay at. Kyle has a house there. And La Quinta. They go to La Quinta. And Claire...
Great Cheesecake Factory in there, sorry.
So then she goes, great outlets.
Yeah, and
great
outlets. Yes, and Cheesecake is there.
Great Cheesecake. So they have her be the Bachelorette. This bitch... She literally meets a man who is a model for Party City. He's a Party City model. He models tacos. He's the party.
Wait, Arden, let's show the clip.
Here he is. This is him. Here's, pause. I gotta explain. Wait, no, not yet. Pause. Not that. Oh. That. Okay.
Hell yeah.
I love it. This is real. This is real. Okay? This is what, he was a model. So she, opening night, people come out of the limo. And she meets him, and she freaks the fuck out physically. She goes, and he's just like, hi, I'm Dale. And she's like, oh my God, I knew it. I met him. He's here. It happened. She became Anne Hathaway at the Oscars. It came true. And she's like, shut it down. Shut down production. And they're like, bitch, we just COVID tested everybody. Everybody's been in lockdown for four. It was like, hi to COVID. They're like, we're figuring out how to have people have like fucking fantasy suites. Like, we can't shut it down after four. Like, this is it. You're the only people out of your houses not making sourdough. And... after four episodes, she makes them stop it, and she runs away to get engaged to this guy who doesn't like her, and they had to bring in a whole new one. But I want to show you Bachelor history. This is the moment she met Dale, her husband.
Oh, yes.
All right. How are you?
Hi. Come on over.
I'm ready. You look beautiful.
You look very handsome.
Thank you. I'm a hugger, so I've got a big hug for you.
I needed this. Oh, I needed this so bad.
You have no idea.
Can you believe that? We're finally here, right?
We've waited a long time.
Yeah, it's wild. So, Claire, my name is Dale.
Nice to meet you, Dale.
While it's been a long time coming, I couldn't be more excited to take this journey with you. I really do feel this is going to be special.
Okay.
Yeah, and the best part of the night, we still get to spend some more time together inside, so.
Yes.
Yeah, well, you look beautiful.
Thank you.
And I can't wait to see inside.
Can't wait either.
All right.
Thank you for the great hug.
You're welcome. That was amazing.
You're a good hugger.
All right, thank you.
Look at her walk.
All right, I'll see you soon.
Here we go. Wait for it.
She is sopping wet right now.
Yeah.
I knew it. She's like, I knew it.
I definitely feel like I just met my husband. Oh my God. I'm shaking.
Claire?
I had to cut it off before Chris Harrison showed up. You know.
You would have thought that was the first brown person she's ever met in her life. They come in other colors. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Can we?
Ooh, oh, my God. Like, just from meeting them? Crazy.
Can we just say it. She recently married another guy?
Of course she did.
So...
Are you dying? Can you believe that?
I love it.
I always say, I know I would panic exiting. You guys all know what I would wear.
Uh-huh. Yes. Here we...
I don't know. It's a bright pink. It's a mullet skirt.
There we go.
Short, hot pink, short in the front to show off my legs. He's not even looking. He's talking to Michelle. I get it. She's a star. Long in the back because I want to be like formal, but like a party in the front, you know? Yeah. Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you know what your gimmick would be? Anybody know? Anybody have an idea? What would you wear? What would you wear, Mike?
I mean, I already said this in San Francisco, so I'm just gonna say it again
because
I mean it. I'm gonna show up shirtless. And I'm just gonna start hand boning, which is just start slapping my belly.
Yeah, yep.
And then when she starts talking, I'll be like, no, this is the good part. And then I'm gonna. And then I end with a flourish and I go, I do.
That's so good.
And then we'll see where it goes, you know what I mean?
Jaquez, would you have a gimmick?
I would come as Dennis Rodman from 1996. That's all I gotta say. Everybody knows.
Is that when he went off and they go find him with Carmen Electra and he's out in Vegas and you're like, come back. And then
Phil said Michael and Scotty.
Yeah, and then Phil had to go get him. He was like, come on, we got another game to play. He's like, but I'm fucking Carmen Electra. Yeah. And then it's like we've been going against the Detroit Pistons because they're the best. Because Isaiah Thomas.
Isaiah was retired by then, but yeah. Yeah.
I watched it too. I watched that.
I'm coming to The Bachelor as that person.
I got it.
That's who I'm going to be when I get on The Bachelor.
Me too. No.
Aw.
Thank you. Are you so into me now?
Yeah.
Joe, would you just wear your motorcycle or would you have a gimmick?
I wouldn't go on a limo. I'd probably pull up on a bike, hop off. I'd have leathers and...
Leathers. You know, a leather daddy.
All that stuff.
Nice.
I like that. Hot.
Nice glasses that she hates.
I love
his motorcycle glasses are the worst.
I mean, would you just come out like the queen that you are? You don't have
I'd
to...
come out... Yes.
You would come out looking pretty.
No, I'd wear... You know, I like to wear a big tulle skirt.
Oh, that's fun.
That's my thing.
That's cute.
But I like a tulle skirt.
What color?
Nude.
Ooh.
Nude tulle skirt.
That would be pretty.
Like to wear. Yeah.
I would like
and
that.
But then I like a little more casual top with nude. I like fancy and casual. So then I would wear it with like, which is not the appropriate term, but a wife beater, but you can't call it that anymore.
Okay. That's
you know,
fine.
I'm old. That's what they used to call it, all right?
That's relax. Fine. Look, we're all
no
friends
one's
here.
Their wife. It's a tank top. Now,
yeah,
you know, a white
we get
ribbed
it.
Tank top.
Look, my brother's been saying everything.
Yeah. It's a white, you know, like a white rib tank top.
Exactly.
High heels. I probably wear the power poof, you know, the big bun.
Oh, that's hot. I like
yeah, yeah,
that.
Yeah. I would do that.
I
a
like
red
that.
Lip. A red lip.
I like that. You would go far.
Yeah.
Dr. Shimawa?
I think you know what I'd wear.
I do know what you would wear.
Yeah.
You would wear a turtleneck.
Yep.
Tucked into boxer briefs.
Yep.
Pulled up really high to your armpits.
Up to the nipples.
You would have suspenders.
Suspenders.
And there might be a ball coming out in the middle.
Whoa, some things are private.
And then you would use your long legs and you'd walk like this.
I have very long femurs. I'm a disproportionate
and then you would go,
man.
Can you resist it? Can you resist it?
Look, I know how to woo a lady. Okay, sorry. Put me in jail. Throw away the key. It's the only way I can come.
Whoa, what?
It's the only way.
What? That's so fucked. You can only come if you're in jail and actually locked up.
Sometimes you learn things about yourself.
Have you been in jail?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Michelle, what would your exit limo look or vibe be?
I swear, same thing. It's crazy, like, turtleneck. Okay, I feel like I would have to show, like, I would drive up in a Mercury Milan, which is a car that I owned at one point. I would, find the last one in Tampa.
Yeah.
Buy it. Drive up. But then the truth is I'm vain and I love a gown. So I would really, like, I don't have a joke answer this.
I genuinely. I'm not kidding. I would wear a mullet skirt and then I'd hate myself watching it back.
Oh.
I don't know what.
I would, like,
did anybody
fall in love
make
with
a joke?
What's that?
Mine wasn't a joke at all.
Yeah, that's, no, I got it. We accept you.
I'd do some good breast tape, have the shoulders out so that he knew skeletally what he was going to have to deal with. And then, you know what I mean? And then, but I do look at, remember Cynthia on Atlanta Housewives, her wedding gown that had that big bow here, that thing that, it was like a gray gown. That, if God willing, ever get married or not God willing, who gives a shit? Anyway, the point is that would be my wedding gown. That look to me is so elegant. That big like bow and then a long thing. It's stunning.
I love that.
Oh, you know what I'm saying.
I love it.
Alec, I have a pitch for you of what you should wear. Okay. You look captured. Can we look at the first photo of Alec coming out? Old school, our mom made for him the fun of him as a boy. When he came out, we saw his opening slide.
You want me to go all the way back?
Is that going to fuck it all over? No, forget it. Forget it. Alaric, what would you wear?
That's an interesting option.
Thank you.
I was thinking I might come out wearing like VR goggles.
Yeah.
And like carrying the little things in my hand and walk up and be like, join me in the metaverse.
Yeah. Basements are flooded all over America. Basements are flooded in Brooklyn right now. Good thing a plumber's here. Because all the basements have been flooded. Dr. Benene.
I would do all lace, like literally like fingertips all lace, up like going up lace,
oh.
All lace.
Gaga.
Like a bodysuit of so much lace.
Yeah.
It's like almost like swallowing me whole.
Yes.
Lace.
Okay. Wow, the round of applause. First of all, round of applause. Look at this panel. How are they doing? Oh my God. No, they did not. No, they did not. Oh, yes, they did.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV true crime podcast, To Live and Die in L.A. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world, and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turns sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because, God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if... No. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s...
She looked like a million bucks.
...with zero qualifications...
She had a Harvard plaque.
...tricks her way past a wall of lawyers and agents.
She's got all of these Maseratis and Bentleys all in the driveway.
Is it like a mansion?
Yes, it's a mansion. ...that this queen of the con uses to scam some of the biggest names in professional sports out of untold fortunes.
About $6 million.
Approximately $11 million.
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
Employing whatever means necessary to bleed her victims dry.
She would probably have sex with one of her clients.
Hide your money in your old rich man, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Before we close out the show, we're looking for Jakees' Bachelorette, which we are going to take very seriously. My favorite part of the very weird season this year was a moment in time where they actually seemed like they had fun. And they did a little video. Do you guys really remember the tortilla slap?
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
Is where you put water in your mouth. And you have to play rock, paper, scissors. Whoever like wins is the one that gets to like slap the other individual.
Do it.
But then if you spit it out, you lose.
Okay. Well, here's the deal. For the next 2 minutes, two minutes. All right, I'm definitely playing tortilla slap. Alaric, you're nominated.
Sure, yeah.
Are you asking who else wants
to do it? Who wants to do it?
Oh, yeah, I'll
who
do it.
Are we slapping? Mike.
I mean, you can pick your opponent.
Oh, okay.
Do you guys want to do it? All right, there's a woman named Liz that emailed us this morning. Liz, where are you? Get up on stage. Liz, get in here.
What? Two Liz's that emailed?
All right.
No, I think she just...
Who else is Jones into slap?
Coming this way.
All right. One of you. You decide between you two. One of you slap. Okay. All right. You can come on. Come on around. All right. Here we go. Okay. You're coming to slap. Look, everybody's coming to slap. All right.
Walk around.
Do you want to slap?
Are we about to get slapped?
I think so.
Okay. Here's how it works. So everybody,
We got the tortilla.
Everybody gets a tortilla. Look at this. Oh my God, thank you. She just said my waist looks amazing. I've been doing Isaac boots in my house. Okay, here we go. Okay, Alaric, you're definitely playing. Okay. I feel like Joe kind of wants to play. You don't have to. I know Mike wants to play, and I want to play. All right, we have enough tortillas. Here we go. All right, so here's the deal. Why don't we line up? Who do you want to fight against? How about this? You pick your player.
Alaric.
Great. All right. Who do you want to fight? Who do you want? You got Mike?
Oh, he probably has.
Okay, great. Do it with Mike.
Okay. Well, I'm gonna let's slap the shit out of each other.
Okay, great. Okay. So we go 1, 2, 3, shoot. Rock, paper, scissors. So then the person, do you know how to play rock, paper, scissors? Duh. And then, so basically, you whoever loses gets hit with a tortilla. They get out of the way, and the next person in the shoot goes, obviously. That's how you play on-stage adult tortilla slap. We're rotating through.
You're trying not to laugh, right?
You try not to laugh. You try not to laugh.
Try not to laugh.
You don't want to spit on everybody in Brooklyn. I mean, unless you do, but we'll try not to. Okay, Alaric, I feel like you and I should start and then get back into our rotation, right?
Okay.
All right, so we have a two-minute timer.
It feels like Arden has been planning on slapping Alaric this whole time.
For like 30.
You gotta stop swallowing the water, Arden. You gotta keep it in the mouth.
Here we go.
All right, here we go. Most intense music I could find.
Wow!
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 That tortilla was sharp.
that actually felt fun, and my face stings, and I like it. All right.
Thank you so much.
Wow.
Thank you guys.
I know about
you
my sister.
You want a tortilla souvenir? Yeah.
Thank you.
She's very exciting. Competitive.
Who, me? Yeah.
Yeah, that was a little preview of what, like, card games are like at home.
I love games. Yeah. Okay, here we go.
I think here's the most fun I've seen you had in a very long time.
That was fun, right?
Yeah.
Look, I'm an adult professional woman. I'm at work. All right,
I didn't slap anybody with mine, so I'm just going to eat it. So, is it...
I'm good. Nice.
All right, we have 10 minutes left, which is so sad. Here's the thing. Jaquez, will you come join me for 1 second?
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my God.
Now, but we're going to, before, very quickly... Because Margaret and Joe and Sanyam and Michelle and Alaric may not know this, but just so they know exactly the kind of professional they're dealing with. Now, Margaret and Joe might be familiar with this. You guys on your show, you take a lot of party limos and party buses to go to events.
Yes.
Will you just quickly tell...
Oh, shit, there I am.
There you are. Will you tell just the audience and explain to everybody, just quickly, Jaquez actually drove a party.
I drove a party bus. Yeah.
And tell the world about the time you drove an orgy.
Yeah. I drove a party bus.
Visual representation.
Is anybody from LA? Anybody live in LA?
There it is. Look at that.
I drove a party bus called the Rasta Bus. Yeah. It was called the Rasta Bus. It was appropriation. Owned by two white people. And one day I was driving a group and our first bus 14 seat had a stripper pole right in the middle of it.
Hot.
I drove them to Temecula.
Yep.
All right, so I'm driving, I'm chilling, I'm doing my job.
Sure.
One of the girls came back while her boyfriend was in the bus and was like, I would love to hook up. I was like, I don't want to die.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to drive your boyfriend back 2 hours to Los Angeles.
But you got hit on all the time.
I got hit on all the time on the bus. But,
yeah.
But,
yes.
Now, that gives you an idea. They was horny. Some people was horny. She was trying to fuck with her boyfriend 50 yards away. She
sure.
Horny.
It's a big bus.
All right. So, I'm driving back.
Yep.
We on, I think, like the 405 or some shit. I don't know
where
we're
at. That's like a four-lane highway. Like a really, it's like 195, 95, like a real fucking highway.
It's a highway.
You're going up to like Foxwood Stadium to go boo Tom Brady. I don't know.
It's a drive.
Retired.
Right?
R.I.P.
It's dark outside.
Sure.
And all of a sudden, I'm seeing some people kissing in the back.
Sure.
Not too weird.
Horny.
Now I'm starting to see some titties come out.
Everybody loves titties. Who doesn't love titties?
Also, not as weird, but I'm like, titties are coming out.
People love a titty. Nothing. He loves a titty. Alaric, I'm sorry.
You do. About 2 minutes into this.
Yeah, sure. Joe loves a titty.
Joe loves a titty.
Yeah, that's what Margaret said. No, Margaret said that backstage.
We all love a titty.
We love
a titty. I love a breast. Two minutes into this,
yeah.
There is some oral sex going on.
No!
So I'm like, I guess I should slow down.
Yeah.
You know,
consider it.
Try to help these people out.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking like, all right, this is where it's going to stop.
Yeah.
And I pull my like little mirror up so I can't see in the back anymore. I just tune it out.
Yeah.
And now all of a sudden, like, I'm hearing full-fledged fucking.
Yeah.
It's 8 people on this bus. All 8 of them are fucking. All 8 of them.
On the highway.
On the highway.
Like 195.
I'm driving down listening to Phantom Planet California or some shit.
Yeah.
I don't know what I'm listening to. I'm like, the music is bad. 8 white people are fucking behind me.
This is your destiny at birth.
This is my destiny.
Written in the stars.
And then and then after I dropped him off, the girl who wanted to like hook up was like, that was wild, right? And gave me a $300 tip. And I was like, all right, baby. All right.
And you said they retired the bus.
And we retired the bus. That bus, that was the last bus. That was the last ride that happened on that bus.
Okay. Yeah. Well, before we let you be the bachelor.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
Now, this is actually, there's a woman here. You know how long they've been teasing the fucking senior bachelor?
Yeah.
How badly do we want it?
You want it. I want it.
I think this woman actually reminds me of JJ. This woman is so sparkly and beautiful and so lovely, and watching you with your mom is so sweet. And we honestly feel like she would, like if there's any executives here, we feel like she would be the most amazing senior bachelorette. Marge Senior is here.
Marge, she is.
Will you come get to me?
Oh, we can make more noise for Marge Senior. We can make more noise for Marge Senior.
Come here, she comes.
Marge Senior.
Oh, well, someone is.
Look at her.
Look at her. Gorgeous.
There she is.
Oh,
yes.
Marge. She's gorgeous.
Oh my God, I am falling into it.
Are you?
Marge Senior, talk in the microphone, Marge Senior. Talk in the mic, Marge Singer.
No, it's okay.
Marge Singer has earned not to talk into the mic. She's earned.
I've never watched The Bachelor.
You're having fun anyway.
I am having so much fun. I've learned so much tonight. And I love his story. I'm glad you got a good tip.
Well, Marge, you're such a beauty, and thank you so much for coming and joining us, and for raising such a lovely daughter.
Oh, she's amazing.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you. That's so sweet.
Best son-in-law ever.
Love, Joe. Marge Senior, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you.
We love her.
Oh,
we love her. Oh, and look, she's got a tattoo. She's sexy. Okay, here we go. Now, you've already picked. What is your type, Jaquise?
Oh, that's a terrible question.
Okay.
My type is just a beautiful soul, inside and out. Just a beautiful soul.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Somebody who I can look at and be like, I would love to know your soul inside and out.
Now, we've allowed Joe to go. Joe, we're going to send a gal and a fella to go pick out. We're going to bring four. So the person who got the first impression, Rose, feel free to come out. We'll play some music. Chris. Joe and Margaret, would you guys like to go pick out four gals to that might compete? Well,
Did we pre-select some for the impression, or we're just picking four from the crowd?
Four from the crowd. Whoever wants to go up. So you get to go pick. Joe, go stroll around. We'll put some music on.
You gotta go walk around.
A little music on.
Go
get, here we go. All right. Okay.
Stand here.
This might take a long time.
I trust you.
All right. Like, yeah, we'll go pick out. Who do you think?
Yes.
We got this.
We gotta get some people on the side, too.
Here we go.
We gotta get some people on the side.
All right, here we go. Here we go. Wow, we've got like a full mansion.
I feel like, yes.
All right, here we go. Here we go. We're going to wrap it up. Jaquise?
Yeah.
First of all, we're going to go down the line.
First of all, look at all these beautiful women.
Look at all these beautiful ladies.
Yes.
Okay, what's your name?
I'm Christina Blair.
What's your name?
I'm Anna.
I want to
stand. Louisa.
Becca.
Hi, Becca.
Becca.
Anna.
Stacy.
Wow, round of applause for these gals.
Yeah.
And we see the first impression, Rose.
But first, hello, how are you? What was your name again? Anna. And what was your name again?
I'm Christina Blair. My friends call me Blair.
Okay. Well, that sounds shady. That felt like a panic. Felt like a lie. Okay.
I was like, you don't have to be nervous to say your name. It's your name.
It's okay. I think you're dreaming. Okay.
All right, here we go.
First question for Jaquise.
Yes.
Now, as we know, Jaquise jumped into the pool on the COVID cruise ship in his leather pants.
I did.
What is the most, you can raise your hand when you're ready to answer, what is the most expensive item of clothing you would jump into a pool with Jaquise in? What is the most pricey item of clothing? What would you wear to jump into a pool with Jaquise?
Blazer.
That's cool. I like an oversized blazer. That's a good answer. Okay. What would you? Right. I would.
Help coach the girls.
Okay. That's good. I like that.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Leather pants.
Oh. Girl of my heart, leather pants. All right.
I would jump in a full beekeeper outfit.
I love it.
All right. What would you like to jump into a pool with Jaquise in?
Oh, just like a real stunning vintage dress.
Okay, nice.
A vintage dress. Wow.
That's good.
No, okay, all right.
Okay, here we go. Where would you like to have your perfect... Oh, okay, we have a wild night and decide to bring a third into the night. Jaquise wrote these questions, by the way.
Now, don't put me out. Don't put me out like that.
Which of the bachelorettes, here or on television, or from TV?
On TV.
Okay,
TV.
So it'd be Gabby, Christina Mandrell, Ariel, Katie. They decide to have a wild night and bring a third into for their fun evening. Which bachelorette
evening
would you bring in as your unicorn?
Can I pick Dracula?
Oh! That'd be Gareth.
Oh, I know Gareth.
I mean, I know a lot of people would probably pick Ariel. Who would you pick?
Dracula's good, but are we picking?
You could pick any bachelorette from this season or from seasons past.
Caitlin Bristow.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Caitlin Bristow is a great bachelorette.
Okay.
Is it a good point to say at this time that I've never seen a single episode of this show?
I have absolutely
kind of a turn on. That's
no
kind of a turn on.
What you're talking about. And I have absolutely no idea.
It's kind of a turn on. That means I can pick her. That means I can pick her.
Yeah, Jaquise, what's your pick?
But I respect the show and I love it.
You just jumped to be the front runner. She doesn't give a fuck. And she's like busted up here. And I'm like, that is no autographs, please energy.
That's
and
no
I'm here
autographs,
for it.
Please energy.
I am so thirsty. If I could only be that cool. Which bachelorette would you bring?
I can't follow that, but I'm going to go with Shanae.
Okay. All right. Like me some Shanae.
or Gabby. Either one.
Gabby?
Mm. Either Gabby. This season.
Either Gabby.
Either ooh. Gabby.
They're both fine. They're both fine as hell. They're both fine.
Is it terrible that I think Claire would be into something real weird?
Yeah! Okay. Okay. All right, here's our final question. Which final one question. Of these is your final question?
Final question? All right.
Number three? Right. Number six? Oh, number seven?
I say you, I mean, you choose. Because these are right. Some wild
what's
questions.
Your favorite song to throw ass to?
I wrote that one. Yeah. We throwing ass at some point.
Do you have a sexy, what's like a favorite sexy song?
What's the favorite sexy song?
Kirby, I Love Me Too.
Oh, I don't think I know that
it's
one.
A real bobcat over
okay,
here.
Okay, all right, all right.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
We gonna learn something, all right.
You have a short song that is like your sexy go-to song?
Well, Redbone by Childish Gambino is really sexy.
Wow. Oh, that gave him a visceral reaction.
Now stay woke. Bow, 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 bow. All right. All right. There you shake. Okay.
Bow, 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 bow. Now stay woke. Bow, bow, little parrot. And mama fry. I'm glad I wore my business suit. Anybody else have a song? Do you have a song? Am I scaring you?
Hi. The thing I can think of is the Parks and Rec theme song.
Wow, the Parks and Rec theme song. Look, I don't judge, I don't kink shame, I don't know what you're feeling.
I fucking love that. I love that so much.
All right, Jaquise. Now, I would like to consider Margaret and Michelle as your hometown families. Margaret and Michelle, they're going to advise you. Is there somebody that you feel, and you don't have to listen to them, but of the gals here, is there one that stands out as the front runner for you?
I hope you don't listen to me. by the way, half of the people on here, I just said, did they just come out of a Terminator egg? Like, I don't, your story I need to know. Hat. Every answer I'm like, I said it's like sugar water for Men in Black. I'm like, is she a human being? In the best way. No, in the best way. No, in the best way. It sounds mean, but I meant like every answer, it's like a song no one's ever heard of. We're like, okay.
I love it.
You're like, I would throw ass to Sing It, Sammy by, like, what? Okay. So for that reason, I think you should pick her out.
Wow, okay.
Because it would be interesting. I think it would be
very
interesting.
Yeah.
All right,
yeah.
Margaret.
I'm serious.
Yeah. Margaret, who do you think would want to set Jaquise up with from the answers that
like,
you've heard?
You know, I could feel like I could be like Jaquise's mother. Like, I'm like the worst mother-in-law. So it's like, you know, for these poor girls. So I just got to think about it. I have to be honest. I would pick this lovely lady.
Wow!
I don't know. I have to be... I love all these...
It is fun.
I love all these ladies. They're all fabulous, and it would be very hard for me to pick. But, you know, we're down to a few minutes. And
yeah. I got
to
be real. Okay. I am such a thirsty people pleaser that when you meet somebody who truly doesn't give a fuck, it's revolutionary.
Sure. Yeah, I just...
I'm like, hey, do you like me? I have a French skirt on. She's like, I don't give a fuck. I don't even know where I am.
You know,
I thought I was going to see, like, Haim, and this is what's playing. Okay, this, whatever. But I'm down. Who gives a shit? Yes!
She'll give him a challenge.
I'm here
He'll
for it.
He'll teach her about she'll The Bachelor. She'll sing
I'll
to
right.
him.
Yeah. Yeah. Right, let me give, stuff. Okay.
All right. Let me give him a rose. Who is going to get your... Jaquise, music, please. Dr. Banana.
I'm
let's
invested.
Play a song. We should have a song, Dr. Banana. A song for Jaquise.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Whoa! Jaquise is about to get legally
say, this
married
is much, this is much harder than it should be. All right,
Jaquise is about to get legally married on stage. Woo! Who are you gonna have an Aperol spritz with in the bar after the show? Jaquise, yeah.
Listen.
Yeah?
We got some good answers.
Yeah?
But I'm a comedian at heart.
Yeah!
So if we throwing ass to Parks and Rec, then I gotta, will you accept this rose, please?
Wow.
Okay.
Wow.
If we throwing ass to Parks and Rec,
round of applause for all the ladies. Thank you so much.
Hello.
Wow. Thank you so much. You can meet. Well, you guys will meet after the show. You guys
meet
can go
after,
back to your seats. Thank you
show.
So much. High five. Thank you for coming up.
Yes.
Round of applause for the ladies.
We'll meet in the lobby.
Thank you. You guys can go back to your seats.
Thank you all.
Thank you to the Bell House. Here's we're going to wrap up the show with one final thing. We're going to. The gals were amazing, by the way.
That was great.
First of all,
to be honest, that was better than the show.
Beautiful, cool. They had sincere answers.
Those were all great.
These are great. Yeah. Like,
beautiful. Yes.
Cool.
We're all the single people at in here tonight. All right. Well, you got some single people who was just up here on stage.
It's literally. So I just want to say, and I'm going to read like one email at the end of this. But I just want to. First of all, this meant so much to me. Truly, when we booked back-to-back nights, I said to Anna, I was like, oh my God, are we gonna cannibalize our audience? And you guys, like, no, you guys came out, and like, it meant so much. There is a Bachelor News, there's a little spotting in the wild. I don't know, Claytor was recently seen at a club dancing in a gorgeous outfit like you would wear to a club in a brown turtleneck. So here's a quick Claytor in the wild. Yeah, there we go. Okay, anyway, play tour in the wild. You can stop that. Is that brutal? He still sucks.
Yeah.
Oh my.
I met some ladies last night who came to the show who are so sweet. I just wanted to thank you all. I mean, honestly, sincerely, and I will wrap this up. And thank you so much to the Bell House for hosting us. But truly, like, we do say this podcast has meant the world to us. And you guys are truly the best podcast listeners. Like, and like, it's the most fun. You guys, it's like my favorite part of my life and career. But it was just like this sweet. There's these sisters that came. And they came, and they've been having a hard time, and they came last night, and this is their fun, and I just thinking of you and your family, and I'm so glad that you guys got to come, like, have this together. Like, truly, like, they're in it right now, so send them some good vibes, and they're fucking champions. There's a person here who brought their mom who just finished treatment for cancer, and this is her first. Where is she? I know she's here. There she is! Wait! Here they are. There she is. Come on, you're gorgeous! You're gorgeous, and I'm so glad you're doing well, and I'm so glad you're here. Yeah, you're good! You're a fucking champion! And my brother and I, there's a gal that came from our hometown who knew JJ. Jenny Merriman is here. Yeah! And there was this, I'm going to cry, just fucking spoiler alert, and then we can get out of here. But I got this email today that just to me sums up what I was trying to explain when I started dating Dr. Shimawa, he's great. You guys like him. But I tried to explain, he's like, you host or what? I'm like, it's a Bachelor podcast, but you don't get it. Like, a lot's gone down in the last 3 years. And I know this has meant a lot. Alaric, I'm about to get sincere. I'm sorry. Okay. So this is from Amy, and she said Philadelphia in the house tonight. Where are you? I can't handle it. Your email killed me. Okay, I got this morning. Dear Arden, back when you announced tonight's show, I bought my husband tickets for our 11th wedding anniversary.
Yes.
We have taken our rescue dog to the puppy resort hotel, thrown our kids at my sister, and driven up from Philadelphia today to see you live for the first time. We have been listeners since Boobs in the Moonlight. And we feel like we know you. I remember being in the Dunkin' Donuts drive-thru when I first heard about your parents marrying on a bet to get the vacation time. I remember being on 195 in Trenton when your mom called in about adopting Mittens the cat with thumbs. I remember mowing the lawn with my husband had shoulder surgery, hearing about your dad in Grief Island. I remember being at the last light before school when I heard you were podcasting from Rhode Island, and I knew that JJ had passed away before you even said it, and I burst into tears. And on Mondays, we watch The Bachelor and say, I can't wait to hear what Arden says about this. Thursdays, my husband would say, where are you in the podcast? And we talk about it each week. It has become our shared hobby. So tonight is the pinnacle of the last 7 years of weekly listening. My husband and I are so happy you're becoming a champion and found Dr. Shamwam Chihuahua. We are beyond excited to see you and Dr. Benene in person. We hope you will have time to meet people. I'll meet all of you outside, obviously. I'm a fucking monster after the show, like you said. But if not, just know how excited we are to be there. Break a leg, Amy and Chris Myers. So, so we'll give you one of the party champ shirts. Do you have a party champ shirt? Do you want a party champ shirt? There you go. All of you, we could not. So I'm sorry I get sincere, but fuck it. That's who I am. So I just wanted to thank Dr. Banana. I couldn't do this without you. Alaric Marine, I wouldn't be funny without you. Michelle Collins, you flew over an ocean to be here. Dr. Shamwam, you're so cute. Margaret and Joe, I'm so glad you're our new friends. And you're our wonderful rookies of the year. Jaquise, you're such a great addition to the podcast. And Mike Carrasa, you're so funny. And so I'll be back in June. Thank you so much.
One more time for Arden Marine.
You're Arden Marine, everybody. Yay! Arden Marine.
We can blast some music. Put on a song.
Oh, yeah. Gonna get all up in you tonight. It feels so good. Just got one little question for you, girl. Will you accept this rose? Oh, will you accept this rose into your world? Oh, will you accept this rose into your
Accept This Rose is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast, and I had the opportunity to talk to one of Hollywood's major icons, Michael B. Jordan. In our conversation, Michael shares the highs, the lows, and everything in between, offering a genuine glimpse into his world.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. People give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.